Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray midday prayer using the current psalmody. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Lord, I cry to you for help. I trust in your promise.
Lord, I cry to you for help. I trust in your promise.
I call with all my heart. Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you. Save me, and I will do your will. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise. In your love, hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law. But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Save us by the power of your hand, Father, for our enemies have ignored your words. May the fire of your word consume our sins and its brightness illumine our hearts.
Lord, I cry to you for help. I trust in your promise.
The Lord knows how fleeting are the thoughts of men.
The Lord knows how fleeting are the thoughts of men.
O Lord, avenging God, appear. Judge of the earth, arise. Give the proud what they deserve. How long, O Lord, shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? They bluster with arrogant speech. The evildoers boast to each other. They crush your people, Lord. They afflict the ones you have chosen. They kill the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless child. And they say, the Lord does not see me. The God of Jacob pays no heed. Mark this, most senseless of people, fools, when will you understand? Can he who made the ear not hear? Can he who formed the eye not see? Will he who corrects nations not punish? Will he who teaches men not have knowledge? The Lord knows the thoughts of men. He knows they are no more than a breath. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord knows how fleeting are the thoughts of men.
The Lord has become my stronghold. In him I put my trust.
The Lord has become my stronghold. In him I put my trust.
Happy the man whom you teach, O Lord, whom you train by means of your law. To him you give peace in evil days, while the pit is being dug for the wicked. The Lord will not abandon his people, nor forsake those who are his own. For judgment shall again be just, and all true hearts shall uphold it. Who will stand up for me against the wicked? Who will defend me against those who do evil? If the Lord were not to help me, I would soon go down into the silence. When I think I have lost my foothold, your mercy, Lord, holds me up. When cares increase in my heart, your consolation calms my soul. Can judges who do evil be your friends? They do injustice under cover of law. They attack the life of the just and condemn innocent blood. As for me, the Lord will be a stronghold. My God will be the rock where I take refuge. He will repay them for their wickedness, destroy them for their evil deeds. The Lord, our God, will destroy them. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord Jesus, you taught your disciples not to fear the world. Do not abandon your inheritance to sinners, nor ignore the power of the enemy against the church. Grant us always to seek the wisdom of the cross and the blessing of those who suffer for the sake of justice. May we always be filled with your happiness.
The Lord has become my stronghold. In him I put my trust.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians. We drew courage from our God to preach his good tidings to you in the face of great opposition. The exhortation we deliver does not spring from deceit or impure motives or any sort of trickery. Rather, having met the test imposed on us by God, as men entrusted with the good tidings, we speak like those who strive to please God rather than men. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The apostles held fast to Christ's message.
They kept the precepts he gave them.
Let us pray. Lord God, who chose St. Luke to reveal by his preaching and writings the mystery of your love for the poor, grant that those who already glory in your name may persevere as one heart and one soul, and that all nations may merit to see your salvation. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.